A glow-worthy meditation, a personal connection to the holy. Take a moment to allow yourself that holy pause. Attune to your breath if that helps. Begin to let your awareness drop in and down inside your body, all the way from the top of your head to the tips of your toes and into the earth. Spend some time grounding yourself in the fabric of your physicality. Let the real you, the unchanging you, the essence of you, let all of you inhabit your physical body. It's natural to notice thoughts and ruminations, but keep tuning into the sensations of the body if that feels helpful and easy and sweet. Just letting your awareness and attention drop in and down with the intention of you, the real you, dropping down the body. If the sensations or emotions inside the body are too much, you can go to the back of your body. Feel the sensations behind you, on the back of your body. Now, once you feel a little calmer, a little more centered, hold the intention now of just inviting in something bigger than yourself, something bigger than your normal thinking mind. You could also say something bigger than your limited ego. Invite in spiritual support. And the more you can cultivate this sense of being really open, receptive, quiet, and invitational, the better. To be blunt, get your thinking intellect just over to the side a little. As you soften your heart and open, it may be a version of God you already feel connected to, or it may be simply an openness to receiving spiritual guidance. For me, I'll often get the sense that I'm no longer alone, that there is something holding me, embracing me, surrounding me, or sitting with me. Other times I will get an image of a sacred friend, teacher, or symbol. The practice becomes magical when we are open to receiving sacred support and don't have a preconceived idea of what or who may show up. Once you feel that sacred support has arrived, feel your embodied self and that sacred support in relationship to one another. Invite it to come closer, to come into your worries, to come into your fears, into your sadness and personal issues. Continue to rest in that relationship between you and the holy.